Here are your latest Newcastle United headlines. I'm Tom Hill. Boss Steve Bruce will attempt to guide Newcastle to a first cup semi-final in 15 years, insisting he never expected to be able to wave a magic wand over the club. Bruce's appointment as Rafael Benitez's successor did not meet the universal approval. He's been battling to win over his critics ever since. The 59-year-old will send his team out to Championship rivals Brentford on Tuesday, hoping to turn the tide, having accepted the job despite warnings from predecessors Graham Souness and Kenny Dalglish. Bruce said, "I always expected it to be tough. Why wouldn't it be when I have people like Graham Souness and Kenny Dalglish ringing me, telling me how tough it is? Do I think I'm going to come in here with a magic wand? I always knew it was going to be tough. It's what it is. It's a tough gig. And hope I can take the club to a semi-final. But then you want to get to the final. It's no good getting to the semis. We've given ourselves a chance. The one thing we're going to have to do, though, is play better than we've done this last week. And that is my biggest concern." In terms of the team news, Newcastle boss Steve Bruce says Ivan Toney will want to prove people wrong when he faces his former club. He signed for Newcastle from Northampton in 2015. Only made two Premier League appearances. He's got 16 goals this season for Brentford already. Brentford paid Peterborough around £5 million for his services, and they're hoping to, of course, get the just rewards with promotion to the Premier League. Newcastle were without winger Alan St-Maximin and captain Jamal Lascelles. Both are suffering long-term effects of coronavirus, hoping to return in the coming weeks and months. In terms of speculation, transfers suggest that Barcelona are trying to sign Newcastle's Fabian Schär in the next few weeks. Reports claim they're looking at a number of Premier League defenders. Shah is one of them. That's all then for the latest headlines. We'll have more news later.